103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now, White House COVID Response Coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, on the phone with me. How you doing, Doctor?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you on the phone. Of course, the Biden administration announced a winter COVID-19 preparedness plan as we're in full swing this winter. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing right now is there's a lot of flu out there, a lot of RSV out there. And then in the last couple of weeks, we have seen real increases in COVID cases. COVID is still around. COVID is not gone. And more people getting hospitalized now with COVID, more people getting really sick with COVID. So in the last couple of weeks. So we have laid out a plan that begins by making sure that people have access and even better access to vaccines and treatments. We've opened up COVIDtests.gov is a very popular program where people can go on and order 4 free home tests delivered to your house for free. By the U.S. Postal Service, so we're doing that. And we're doing a whole lot of other work just to make sure it's very easy for people to get their updated vaccine. Probably the most important thing people can do at this moment in the pandemic is to make sure they're getting their updated vaccine, making it really easy for people to get treatments. Last point, you know, we've reached out to governors and mayors and talking to them about how do we make this really easy for folks so that people can take care of themselves and protect themselves this winter.
Yeah, and what would you say to those people, for example, who might have had a case of COVID during this year in 2022 and maybe thinking, I don't know if I need to get the booster or I don't know if I need to do anything else. What would you say to that?
Yeah, here's what I would say. I get that. I have family members who are in the same boat who've asked me that exact question. And I'll give the same answer to you that I gave to my family members, which is if it's been more than a few months since you gotten your infection or you need to go and get a new vaccine, and here's why. The virus that's circulating today has gone through a lot of mutations, very different, very immune evasive. And so if you had an infection 4 or 6 or 8 months ago, not clear you're going to have much protection against the virus that's circulating. You can update your immunity, really get the best immunity by adding that updated COVID shot on top of it. It'll make a really big difference.
Yes, yes. We got Dr. Jha on the phone with us right now. So you were telling me earlier about the COVID tests, and people can still order some now for the household before the end of this year?
Exactly. People, we just opened this up today. People can go on COVIDtests.gov. That's COVIDtests.gov. COVIDtests.gov. And they can order a 4 free tests per household. And if you order it today, tomorrow, it'll be free. It'll be start shipping out next week.
Is there anything else you want to add, Doctor, today?
You know, look, we're facing our third winter with COVID. I get a lot of people don't want to talk about COVID and they're tired of COVID. I understand that. The good news here is that if people do the right things, if people get themselves vaccinated, if people get treated if they have an infection, we can have a pretty nice winter ahead without a lot of people getting sick. Obviously, if people don't do that, I'm worried that we're going to continue to see people getting infected, people getting very sick, a lot of people in the hospital. The hospitals are pretty overwhelmed right now,
Yeah. And
it's just going to be a challenge. So this winter does not have to be like last winter. We can really have a much safer winter ahead.
I'm with that for sure. If they want to learn more, where can they go to get more information?
Well, there's lots of information on COVID.gov. That's our website that has from the White House that has all sorts of information about tests and treatment. Go to COVIDtests.gov to get those free COVID tests. And then if you want to get vaccinated, and if you have not gotten vaccinated, you really should, people should go to vaccines.gov. That will tell them where they can get a vaccine close to their house.
All right. Thank you for your time, Doctor. Appreciate you giving us this information. White House COVID Response Coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha. Appreciate your time. Happy holidays to you and yours. Stay safe out there as well.
Happy holidays, and thanks so much for having me on.